In his first economic meeting since returning from a week-long trip to Europe and the Middle East, President Obama called the White House session with his economics team a terrific conversation. Mr. Obama cited the increasing number of homeowners seeking to refinance their mortgages and said that he sees glimmers of hope for the economy. But nonetheless, he noted that much more needs to be done.
The economy is still under severe stress. And obviously, during these holidays, we have to keep in mind that whatever we do ultimately has to translate into economic growth and jobs and rising incomes for the American people.
Mr. Obama made the comments after meeting with central bank chief Ben Bernanke, bank regulator Sheila Bair, and his economic team headed by Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner and National Economic Council Chairman Larry Summers. An increasing number of economists are now voicing optimism about the U.S. economy, believing that it may be turning the corner from what has been the deepest recession since the Second World War. The current downturn began in December 2007. Economic growth is expected to be negative this year, and the unemployment rate, currently at 8.5%, is expected to rise to perhaps 10% by year's end. Despite the continuing problems, Mr. Obama says he is starting to see progress and is convinced the economy will get back on track. In London, 1 week ago, President Obama attended the emergency meeting of leaders from the world's 20 biggest economies. The G20 pledged to work cooperatively to promote global recovery, and the leaders said that they would do everything necessary to make that happen. Both the United States and China have undertaken massive government spending to stimulate consumer demand, and Japan this week announced new measures to do the same thing. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.